in order to function at optimum health is a communication system linking the crown chakra with the other six chakras and connecting the cerebrum with all other organs, the spine must be a tower of strength, to use a biblical phrase. This tower is composed of four different levels: mental, emotional, astral, and physical. Each level contributes to the strength of the spine and helps determine how solidly we have anchored this characteristic in our consciousness. True strength and stability come from spirit and from adhering steadfastly to divine laws and principles. Spiritual strength resides in our Christ or superconscious self and in our ability to link with this level of our triune being. Slowly but surely, the spiritual quality of strength and stability must be anchored into every thought, word, and deed. Each mortal level or expression of this quality must be cleansed and transmuted to prepare for the further linking of the light body down through the spine with each lower center. At the mental level, this means analyzing our conceptions of strength, many of which have developed as part of our involvement with society prior to our spiritual awakening. In the past, we may have found our strength in our work, in governmental systems, or in some religious or philosophical system that did not place spirit and our high self at the central position. In our personal relationships, we may have been influenced by prevalence of social concepts that men tend to be strong and stable, whereas women tend to be weak and flighty. Emotionally, we may find our strength being tested when family, friends, associates question our spiritual motives and actions. As with each of the other spiritual qualities, it is during such times of conflict or crisis that we discover just how solidly our spiritual expression of strength has been anchored and secured. Do we give in to feelings of weakness and instability? Do we allow others to influence us or to entice us away from our spiritual beliefs and actions? Do we tend to shy away from conflict and discord? Or do we hold solidly and steadfastly to our love of God and our fellow man? Are we able to put our love into action regardless of our outer circumstances? Our tower of strength may be swayed also by memories that reside in the astral body. These may be of this life or past lives. They may be memories of past situations where strength was required but was demonstrated inadequately. Usually, past life memories surface as subconscious patterns and influences rather than specific recalls. They come to our attention through dreams, reflections, and meditations. Or sometimes we reenact certain patterns in our lives and then we realize we were being influenced subconsciously in ways we did not understand. As these soul patterns surface, we see that still further work is needed to cleanse these qualities so that true strength and stability can be anchored. One may work on these memories on several occasions and feel the work is completed, and then have still deeper levels revealed. It takes great strength and stability at times just to keep working on the old patterns and scars in the soul record. One common misconception concerning this quality is equating physical strength with spiritual strength. Innumerable athletes, warriors, and workers have performed incredible feats of physical strength without adding anything to their spiritual evolution or that of the planet. Conversely, many people with great spiritual strength are not athletic or physically strong. the strength characteristic outpictures physically, not through physical strength and athletic ability, but through the health of the spinal cord and the nerves. The physical health of the spinal cord and the nerves is essential in solidifying spiritual strength. To deny the physical level is an erroneous as to use it as the sole criterion for evaluating this characteristic. Nutrition is just one area where physical factors come into play. Since the nervous system is very active and replaces one-third of its protein each day, the nerves also require sufficient amounts of B vitamins and minerals such as calcium for proper functioning. Without proper nutrition, the nerves become irritable, leading to feelings and thoughts of instability and insecurity that are contrary to one's normal level of strength and steadfastness. Structural variations of the spinal vertebrae, correctable through manipulation such as chiropractic and osteopathic manipulation, are another physical component to consider when evaluating this characteristic. Thus, each of the four lower bodies interacts with and reverberates through the others, so that disease or imbalance in one level may contribute to disease in each of the other levels or bodies. Mental and emotional difficulties with strength, if sufficiently severe, may outpicture as major illnesses of the spinal cord and the nerves. Minor problems at mental, emotional, and astral levels may produce only irritation and inflammation of the nerves, felt as pain and discomfort in the back of the neck, down the arms, down the spine, or in the low back region. Or the imbalance may be discovered only in one's dreams or after sufficient analysis of past actions. It may have little or no physical component. You are listening to Jeanette Brush, OM Ministries, I Am Consciousness.